From the stages of the world's most prestigious opera houses and concert halls, the name Martina Arroyo has been synonymous with music making of the highest order. Famous for her interpretations of Verdi, Puccini, Strauss, and Mozart, Ms. Arroyo has had the honor of 3 opening night performances at the Metropolitan Opera. She's made more than 50 recordings of major operas and orchestral works. She served on the National Endowment for the Arts for 6 years and remains actively associated with the National Council on the Arts as an ambassador for the arts. In 2003, Martina and her late husband, Michel Morel, established the Martina Arroyo Foundation. And today, she continues sharing her artistry by offering emerging young artists the opportunity to study, prepare, and perform complete operatic roles here in New York City. The 7th season of summer performances is about to draw to a close with performances of Don Giovanni and La Rondine at the K Playhouse at Hunter College next weekend. Martina is here today on WQXR to talk about some of the artists she has admired over the years, and she's chosen some special recordings to share with you. Before the hour is over, you'll hear some wonderful performances by Renata Tebaldi, Carlo Bergonzi, Luciano Pavarotti, Regine Crespin, and more. But first, let's enjoy one of Martina's great performances. Here she is as Donna Elvira in Mozart's Don Giovanni. In Act Two, Elvira is furious with Giovanni for betraying her. At the same time, she's conflicted by her genuine feelings of love.
Oh,
We just heard soprano Martina Arroyo in the role of Donna Elvira in Mozart's Don Giovanni, and Carl Böhm conducted the Prague National Theater Orchestra. And it's my great pleasure to welcome Martina Arroyo to the WQXR studios. Welcome, Martina.
Thank you, Mitch. It's wonderful to be back here and with you.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a special recording, the one that we just heard. Tell us a little bit about the cast.
Well, first of all, it was one of my first recordings, so I was the least known in the cast. Carl Böhm was the conductor, the very great Carl Böhm, who was not only known for his Mozart conducting, but of all of the major composers, and he was Professor Böhm. He was that great in the world.
Okay? I believe it.
And the other members of the cast were people like Miss Birgit Nielsen as Donna Anna, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau as the Don. And what was interesting about the cast, that was, you know, we had dramatic voices and we had lyric voices. And this is very much an ensemble opera where you want to balance the voices. And it was interesting how it was done and how each artist gave into the ensemble rather to the individuality of the voices. And so I found that interesting to deal with and one of the memorable times of my life.
I'll bet. Boy, what great memories you must have of that opera. Well, it's particularly appropriate, I have to say, to begin by hearing you in Don Giovanni because your young artists end this summer's program next weekend with performances of both Don Giovanni and La Rondine, correct?
Exactly. And Don Giovanni was chosen because it's, first of all, a wonderful learning tool for a young artist. And as you know, we don't deal with the vocal part of it. We don't deal with teaching how to sing. We talk about the character, the building of the character. And all of these characters are very, very strong. And still, we have to stay within a style, that we have to work with the language, which is extremely important, having the words and the colors of the words be clear, the acting part of it, if that's a general way of putting it. And that's challenging. And it's also an opera that these young people can do in the near future because they're ready to sing these parts. And we have two wonderful casts.
Well, one of the voices that you tell me is tops on your list is soprano Renata Tebaldi.
I was a Tebaldi fan through and through. I even cut school to hear Tebaldi and was caught by one of my teachers in Hunter High School. but thank goodness it was on a line to hear her sing at Hunter College in a recital. But I loved her voice. At that time, I wasn't so impressed with the acting part of the life. Vocal life. I was more impressed with the voice, and her voice was just heaven. And, you know, liking a voice is subjective. One person likes one voice, another person likes another voice, but she was my ideal of a beautiful voice, and she touched me emotionally. She touched my heart.
We just heard the voice of soprano Renata Tebaldi singing the title role in Act 4 of Adriana Lecouvreur, singing of the poveri fiori, poor flowers, jewels of the meadow, born only yesterday. Today, she sang, you are dying, like the promises of a faithless heart. A really tragic story, Adriana. Yes, Martina?
Yes, it is. But you know, we sopranos must die at the end. That's part our of the fate. Game. Yes. So one must learn how to die well.
Well, another voice, and this is one. Actually, did you ever get to sing with Renata Tebaldi?
Oh, no. And when the first time I met her, I spoke in German, and I couldn't speak German, but I was so excited about meeting Renata Tebaldi. I said, wie geht's Ihnen? And she looked at me sort of like, what is this? And then she said, ciao.
Cute. One voice that you did have the opportunity to sing with, the amazing tenor Carlo Bergonzi.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to hear a very special recording, right? Tell us about Carlo.
Well, first of all, again, a sound that I could just listen to all day and all night. We were in Buenos Aires doing Aida at Teatro Colón, and the first night he sang this Celeste Aida, which is the opening aria of the opera. And of course, everybody's astounded because the tenor is opening the opera with an aria, but we sopranos do it all the time. Nobody even notices it. Anyway, he's not only a glorious singer, he's a glorious person. So it's always a privilege to know someone like that. You not only learn from them, you love being with them.
That was tenor Carlo Bergonzi in the role of Radames in Act One of Verdi's Aida, singing Heavenly Aida. You are the queen of my thoughts, the splendor of my life. And that performance was recorded live in Buenos Aires.
But you forgot he also says you have the divine figure. And that's where the sopranos giggle. And the rest of the audience as well, I think.
So what is it about his performing that you like to bring to your program with the young artists?
Well, I don't underestimate the value of singing well, singing beautifully, and knowing, again, knowing who you are and what you are. He didn't do very much on stage. He would sometimes put his hand on his stomach and simply let you have it. But you understood through his use of the words, which were so clear, and through his pure, this very pure singing that he does, this wonderful line, you understood what he was saying. I loved that, and I learned a lot from that. I learned what it means to constantly be ready to give. And that's important.
It's not an easy way to go. But
no.
It's a challenge that many people love to take on, I think. Soprano Régine Crespin.
Yes. Now, here's a lady who was a soprano, was the most glorious Tosca, the most wonderful Marschallin, who then became a mezzo later on in life. But she was not only a beautiful voice and a beautiful singer, she was a singing actress. Her roles were so convincing, you always believed Régine. She also included, made a part of her life, very very important part of her life, the song. So Régine always kept her life as a recitalist available and open, and she until the end, I think. And I admire the singers that did that. It's very important.
We just heard soprano Régine Crespin singing of the arrival of summer, music from Berlioz's beautiful song cycle, Nuit d'été, Villanelle. And I'm here with Martina Arroyo. I'm Midge Woolsey, and you're listening to WQXR 105.9 FM. Martina, Régine Crespin, well, there were many sides to her, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And this is what was so wonderful, because she was always involved with it, whichever side we were seeing. I think we have another song where you have to see her do it, because her face is so animated, and the way she uses the words, Michel always said that my French was the worst in the world, but he could understand every word that Régine Crespin sang. It was not only because she was French, it was because she took care to sing them well. And in this other song, you hear, you can see the people that she's describing and the scenes that she's describing. You see it in her voice, you see it in her face, in her whole body. And again, that's going back to using the skin of the other person, even though it's short. On voit les marquises sur des bicyclettes, on voit les marlons en cheval jupon, on voit les morveux avec des voilettes, on voit les pompiers bruits pompons, on voit des rouges, des alapharis, on voit des roues et la maison pavois, on voit les pieds des enfants de Maria, on voit le doux des disons de sa voix, on voit des voitures à gazogène, on voit aussi des voitures à bras, on voit des lascottes, les loups des gènes, on voit des coyons de 18 carats, on voit ici ce que l'on voit ailleurs. On voit des demoiselles du voyer, on voit des voyous, on voit des voyeurs, on voit passer sous les ponts des noyers, on voit chômer les marchands de chaussures, on voit mourir dans lui les merdeux, on voit péricliter les valeurs sûres et faire vivre à la ciscate.
That was soprano Régine Crespin with a charming piece by Francis Poulenc called Fête Galante. Onward now to Luciano Pavarotti. Wow, would I have loved to have been able to sing with Luciano Pavarotti. What was it like?
He was not as interested in the acting as many have been. But he, again, acted with his voice, with his words. His words were so clear. And I'm saying the same things over and over again, but that's the only way to get to this, to wearing that other skin. You have to really know what you're about and understand who you are and what you're hearing. And he could do that like no one else. And by that same token, turn around and smile at you and make you giggle on stage or something, because he loved singing. When he worked with Piero Fagioni in San Francisco, he turned him into a handsome actor on stage. He made him envelop the character of Ricardo, and you saw him, you heard him, and you felt him. Luciano was fantastic in this role.
Quando sia distrutto il rimorso, l'amicizia del sempre, estinto tu.
Soprano Martina Arroyo and tenor Luciano Pavarotti in Act Two of Un Ballo in Maschera, A Masked Ball by Verdi, Sir Charles McCarris conducting. I'm Midge Woolsey, and again, my guest today is Martina Arroyo, and we are talking about some of the wonderful artists in her life that have helped her shape the program that today is known as Prelude to Performance.
Yes.
Martina, I'll tell you, you and Luciano Pavarotti, some sparks flying there.
Well, you know, you had to keep up with that man, and he sets a very high level all the time. He just sets this very, very high space for you to reach, a place for you to reach, and you're glad to be there with him.
Another person on your list is mezzo-soprano Christa Ludwig.
Yes. She, too, could sing the most beautiful song. She sings, she could sing, and still does, by the way. She's still singing recitals. And this is what's so amazing. After so many years of a long operatic career, she can still wow you with an evening of song. And I think it's an important part of your life, a young artist's life, to learn how to sing songs. And for the same reasons, for character, for color, for becoming, wearing that person's skin.
That was mezzo-soprano Christa Ludwig, and music by Mahler, the text by Friedrich Rückert, and the pianist there, Gerald Moore. "I breathed a gentle fragrance of linden," she sang, "the fragrance of love."
Yes.
Well, Martina, you have another tenor on your list here. I'm starting to wonder about you and the tenors.
I know everybody knows that I make fun of tenors, but I don't really. It's easy because they get the most money and come to the least rehearsals. So I hit them, you know. But there are so many wonderful, wonderful tenors and glorious colleagues, and I thought mentioning an extra two today would help my reputation.
We'll talk about this gentleman, Nikolai Gedda. Yes. What a voice. And what a wonderful recording we're going to play, right?
Yes. Nikolai Gedda was the Ottavio at the Met when I sang Donna Anna. And he was just the nobleman, the voice that could sing any phrase, this beautiful, beautiful, beautifully produced voice. And what we're going to hear him sing is something where he becomes almost a character actor. He clips the words. He paints a picture of Kleinsach, you know. And you don't believe that this gentleman who could be a king on one evening and then can sing Kleinsach for you, probably the same evening he needed to.
So he's entertaining the students in the
yes.
tavern.
Mm-hmm.
He's with drunk. The legend of Kleinsach, the dwarf, right?
Yes. And he's drunk.
And this is music from Tales of Hoffmann,
right?
By Jacques Offenbach.
Für Kleinsack. Il était une fois à la cour d'Eisenach. Un petit avorton qui se nommait Kleinsack. Qui se nommait Kleinsack. Il était coiffé d'un colbac et sa jambe faisait clic-clac. Clic-clac, clic-clac, voilà, voilà. Kleinsack. Klick, klack, klick, klack. Une bosse en guise de stomac.
En guise de stomac.
Sa pieu ramifiée semble sortir d'un sac.
Semble sortir d'un sac.
Son yvette noire de tabac et sa tête faisait. Cric-crac, cric-crac, cric-crac. Voilà, voilà, l'Isaac.
Cric-crac,
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 cric-crac.
Nikolai Gedda as the poet Hoffmann. Music by Jacques Offenbach from The Tales of Hoffmann. Va pour Kleinsack. Well, Martina, we're coming full circle now because, of course, today we're talking a little bit about the artists that have influenced your approach in terms of your Prelude to Performance program, and one of your students has really begun to make his mark.
Ryan Spito Green. He was in our Magic Flute last year as Sarastro, and he was a little bit calmer, not as much involved. Now you say, well, yes, the characters are very different from the one he's singing today, but that isn't, it was, he grew over the year, not because of our program only, because all of us contribute to that, to a person's development. When I say all of us, the voice teacher, the coach, the programs, the different programs that you participate in. And happily, we can say that he is one that has won the Met auditions this year, that he has grown personally, he has grown professionally, of course, but he's also grown vocally, and he's just a treat.
And we're going to hear him in an encore performance of his Metropolitan Opera final on the stage of the Metropolitan Opera.
Indeed.
With Patrick Summers conducting. Here he is in Act Two of Macbeth as Banquo, the death scene. Ryan Spito Green.
Usanda queste tenebre, un senso ignoto nascer mi sento in petto, vien di tristo presagio. E di
terror. That was bass baritone Ryan Speedo Green as Banquo in the Act II death scene from Macbeth, music by Verdi. And that performance took place live on the stage of the Metropolitan Opera with Patrick Summers conducting in the course of the Metropolitan Opera audition finals this year. Well, Martina, it's been great having you here today, and I wish you all the luck in the world with your performances next weekend. And, of course, I will be there.
Lovely.
We've been talking about the legendary artists in your life that have influenced the shaping of your Prelude to Performance program. And the performances of Don Giovanni and La Rondine are being presented next weekend at the K Playhouse at Hunter College. And speaking of La Rondine, there is one more singer that we need to add to your list before we close out the hour, right?
Yes, and that's the fabulous Miss Leontine Price. I don't think you could talk about the great singers of our time or any time without mentioning Leontine Price. And we're lucky that we have the recording of her singing from La Rondine, the second aria, not the Doretta, but the second aria, Ore Dolci Divine.
She sings that she doesn't know true love, but she remembers a student that she met and loved briefly.
Yes.
Sweet divine hours of happy confusion. Oh, the sopranos and their confusion about love.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Martina Arroyo.
Mitch, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the performances, and I hope others as well.